With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Firefighters in Austin are accusing Fire Chief Joel Baker of delaying deployment of search and rescue crews to the flooding in Kerr County. The Austin Firefighters Association leveled the accusations against the chief in a social media post that said the highly trained first responders in Austin were not allowed to respond. The association's president said the state requested assistance from AFD more than a day before the July 4th flooding. The Christian summer camp for girls in Texas that was hit in last week's flooding had an emergency plan in place, according to the state health department. The Kerr County Sheriff said five campers and one counselor remain missing. Meanwhile, a flash flood emergency is in effect in Ruidoso, New Mexico. Flooding's reached homes in the area and water rescues are underway. Video online shows houses washing away. The Supreme Court issues a ruling on the Trump administration's mass firings of federal workers.
The Supreme Court says President Donald Trump can downsize the federal workforce. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was the only dissenting vote. Some of the agencies affected by the order are the Departments of Agriculture, Energy, Labor, the Interior, State, Treasury, and Veteran Affairs. Hiya Punjwani, Washington.
Lawsuits filed against a plan to use unclaimed funds for a new NFL stadium in Ohio.
A class action lawsuit argues that funding a new domed stadium for the Cleveland Browns using residents' unclaimed funds violates the state and federal constitutions. Former Ohio Attorney General Mark Dan and another Democrat filed suit on Monday. They argue that provisions of Ohio's two-year $60 billion budget that take $1 billion from the state's unclaimed funds account to pay for the stadium violate constitutional prohibitions against taking people's private property for government use and citizens' due process rights.
This is SRN News. It appears that a lot of Americans are dabbling in divination.
About 1 in 10 adults in this country admit that they visit fortune tellers or palm readers or consult horoscopes to try and get a glimpse of their future. But the Pew Research Center poll reveals that the U.S. percentage is about average or a little below when compared to the rest of the world. In most countries, about 10% of people do these things, though the percentages are a lot higher in the East, including in Thailand, India, and the Philippines. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democrat Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. Three other vetoed measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina government. This is SRN News. Air travelers can now leave their shoes on.
The TSA is looking to abandon the requirement, according to reports. If implemented, it would put an end to a security screening mandate put in place almost 20 years ago, several years after shoe bomber Richard Reed's attempt to take down a flight from Paris to Miami in late 2001. Traveler newsletter Gate Access was first to report that the security screening change is coming. Some air travelers are able to skirt extra security requirements, like taking off their shoes, if they're part of a TSA pre-check paid program. I'm Julie Walker.
Rainbow crosswalks are in the crosshairs of the Trump administration. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy sent a letter to all governors urging the removal of what he calls politicized road markings, citing the queer trans crosswalks as an example. More at SRNnews.com.